Hello and welcome to the Study with Andrea podcast. I am your English teacher, Andrea Giordano, and I'm so happy you've joined me today because it's Easter. That's right. Happy Easter, everybody. This week is the holiday of Easter, or Resurrection Day, as some people call it. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year because I have such fond memories of Easter egg hunts at my grandma's house when I was a child. Easter for me was just a beautiful time of enjoying spring, attending church, doing an Easter egg hunt with my family while my aunts hid the eggs for us. It was always such a fun time, and there was tons of candy. So I loved Easter as a kid, and I still love it as an adult, especially because I get to watch my kids enjoy Easter, and I get to hide eggs for them. So you might be wondering, hide eggs? If you didn't celebrate Easter growing up, that might sound confusing. So what is Easter? What is it all about? And what traditions are celebrated on Easter? Well, that's what this episode and this lesson is all about. I'm going to share what Easter is, and then I'm going to ask you 10 questions to test your listening comprehension. So I will, again, I have written up a description of Easter, and I'm going to read it to you, and your job is to listen closely. Focus on those details, because I will be asking you about it at the end. If you would like to read along as I say these over the podcast, then you can go to studywithandrea.com and click on the Easter episode to read along as I say it. That way you can engage your ears and your eyes as you are learning English. Again, you can go to my website, studywithandrea.com, and look for the Easter episode to follow along. All right, so here I go. Listen closely. I'm going to be reading about 12 sentences, maybe 12 or 15 sentences. So listen closely. Easter is a Christian holiday that celebrates when Jesus Christ returned from the dead. Christians believe that Jesus was killed and after 3 days he rose again. Easter, or Resurrection Day, marks the day that Christians remember the resurrection of Jesus. Resurrection means coming alive again after being dead. Many Christians go to church on Easter and get together with family to celebrate with a meal of lamb or ham. Most Christians dress up nicely for Easter, and many even buy new outfits to wear to church on Easter. Easter is also celebrated more widely, even by those people who are not Christians. Secular or non-churched celebrations of Easter focus more on the arrival of spring. In the same way Santa Claus is the hero of Christmas, the Easter Bunny is the hero of Easter. The Easter Bunny is an imaginary creature who brings colorful eggs and candy for children to find. Children participate in an Easter egg hunt to find decorated real eggs and also plastic eggs that are filled with chocolate or other candy like jelly beans. Easter does not occur on the same date every year. It follows the church calendar, and it always occurs on a Sunday in March or April each year. So there you guys have it. That's Easter. Now, I'm going to test your listening comprehension by asking you 10 questions. And you can answer those questions to yourself, and then I will tell you the answer. So question number one, What major religion celebrates Easter? Of course, the answer is Christianity. Number two, what do Christians believe Jesus did on Easter? Number two answer is they believe that he rose from the dead or resurrection. Number three, where do Christians go on Easter? And the answer is church. Number four, what kind of food is usually served at Easter? There are three things. Do you remember three types of food, not candy, but three types of food that I mentioned? Lamb, ham, and eggs. Number five, what do Christians usually buy for Easter Sunday's church service? The answer is new clothes. Number six, who is the hero of Easter? The answer is the Easter Bunny. And a bunny is a rabbit. I didn't mention that before, but it's kind of important. A bunny is a cute little rabbit. Number seven, who usually participates in Easter egg hunts? The answer is children. Number eight, what are the two types of eggs children usually search for in Easter egg hunts? The answer is two types of eggs here. Real eggs and plastic eggs filled with candy. Number nine, what day of the week does Easter fall on? Or what day of the week does Easter occur on? The answer is Sunday. And number 10, in what months does Easter usually occur? And there are two answers. Do you remember which months they are? March or April. So there you have it, guys. Happy Easter. I hope it's a great holiday for you. And if you get together with family, I hope you truly enjoy that. And if you have never had an Easter egg hunt, you should have one. Decorate some eggs with paint and go out and hide the eggs for someone else to find. It's a lot of fun. And make sure you bring your Easter egg basket to collect all those eggs. If you have enjoyed this episode of the podcast, it means that you're ready to study with me. You can check out my new course, Clear English Pronunciation, where I teach you to speak English clearly so you can change your life. You can start studying with me right now at studywithandrea.com/speak. That's studywithandrea.com/speak. I'm also excited to announce that I have a new Instagram account. That's right, I'm on Instagram. You can follow me at studyenglishwithandrea. That's pretty simple, right? studyenglishwithandrea. You can find me there, follow me there, and I will be posting links to new podcast episodes, as well as new videos that I publish, new lessons that I put out, all kinds of ways to connect with me there on Instagram. And so go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Study English with Andrea. Happy learning, everybody, and especially this week, happy Easter.